Good morning. The reading this morning is coming from Luke chapter 2, reading from verse 16. And it's found on page 1028 in the Church Bibles. So the shepherds hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he had been conceived. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It was just half an hour before I was due to come out this morning that David rang to say he was too ill to come. So I had 30 minutes to put a few notes down. Normally my sermons take 10 hours to prepare. So it's a few thoughts really gathered round the lesson that was set for today, and also some of the words from the collect I used, which was talking about chaos and fear and despair. That event which took place on the Bethlehem hillsides was one that has had a deep and lasting effect on the world ever since. The shepherds hurried concerning the word that they had been given on the hillside. They hurried concerning what they had been told about the child. Looking back at what they had been told, I noticed that they said, as they went around the town, "We were given good news, divinely." The news is also for everyone. That's why we're sharing it with you. So come and listen to what we have to say. And then they told what they had been told. The Saviour has been born today. Yes, right here in Bethlehem, the city of David. He is the Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Saviour. And the sign that we were given, they went on to explain, was to find him wrapped in cloths and lying in the cow's feeding trough, the manger. And before we were able to leave, we experienced the most amazing choral activity you've ever heard. Angels praising God and glorifying God with their singing because of what they had been told. And the outcome of it all, as the shepherds went round Bethlehem, saying what they had heard and seen, people were just amazed. They could hardly believe it. But these were genuine kind of people. I suppose Yorkshiremen would understand what they say is what they say. I think that goes for other parts of the United Kingdom as well. What we say is what we say. And they returned to their flocks, glorifying and praising God themselves, perhaps reflecting some of the worship they had experienced as the angels sang around them. An indication that their lives had really been touched, and more than that, truly changed. And I just want to say, this is the message that's as vitally required today as ever it was, to hear the news of the Saviour. And the shepherd simply conveying their experience. And isn't that a challenge to us? What is my experience that I'm willing to share? Change lives through Christ is what is going to be essential for our world today when we think of the words chaos, fear, despairs, much of which exists all around us. I've prayed quite a lot for the leaders of the world recently, and I am distressed beyond measure over the unspeakable assaults taking place on civilians in the Ukraine. I'm alarmed at President Xi's determination to take over Taiwan. And that's not going to be a peaceful takeover either. And so we rightly pray in our day for the world we live in from the standpoint that we have good news to share, good news that will change lives. So I've even been praying for Mr. Putin and President Xi and the leaders of Myanmar and leaders in East Africa, especially around Somalia, Ethiopia. There is so much for us to care about, and in a little while in our prayers that will come through. So let us abound in faith and hope. In Jesus' name, Amen.